Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allaha alimun bima ta'malun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattahu, comes another very important attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Alimu. Al-Alimu. Alimu in the Arabic language comes from the root words Ilm. And ilm means knowledge. Ilm means knowledge. And when we say al-alimu, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything and for all times. Allah has the knowledge of everything and for all times. So when we say Al-Alim, we say that Allah has the knowledge of everything. Now when we look into the Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find the name Alim in many verses of the Quran. For an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, which is translated as, verily, Allah has all the knowledge of that which is in your sudur, in your hearts. In your hearts. Sudur means your chest. So basically what sadr means, your chest, the plural is sudur. And what's in your chest? Your heart. So any inclination, any urge, any vaswasa, any thought that is running through you, anything whatsoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge. Maybe someone who is your best friend. Maybe someone who is standing very close to you. Maybe your mother, father, your wife, your children. But they have no knowledge what you are thinking. They don't know what you are going through. The waswasa, the urge, the inclination that is inside you, nobody knows. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my knowledge is such, alimum bidhati sudur. I know everything that your heart beats. Everything. And so we have to be very, very careful. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything what you are doing. So Allah has the knowledge of everything that is in your heart. Allah has the knowledge of everything what you are doing. عَلِيمٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. man, woman, young, old, children, you name it, everyone, 6 billion people, how many, all together doing something. Alimum bima ta'amaloon. Allah's knowledge is such that He knows everything what you are doing. Every action that you take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha alimum, Inna Allaha bikulli shay'in alim. Inna Allaha bikulli shay'in alim. Verily, Allah has the knowledge of each and everything in the universe. Allah has the knowledge bikulli shay'in. Allah has the knowledge of each and everything in the universe. Inna Allaha bikulli shay'in alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Kaun si surat? Surah? Nahi pata. Pata kar lena. Mashhoor surat. Ji? I'll let you guys find out. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of all His creatures. Allah has the knowledge of all His, in case somebody thinks just insan, no. خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. خَلْق. Every creature, from an ant to a giraffe, to insan, to jinnat, to malaika. Every creature Allah has the full knowledge. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. Understand al-alim. Allah has the knowledge, the all-knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah has the full knowledge of that which you hide and that which you reveal. You know, sometimes you keep a secret that even your best friends don't know. Your best friends don't know. Even your partner, your wife might not know. Your children might not know. It is a secret only you and maybe Allah, or someone else perhaps. But Allah is saying, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. He encompasses everything through His knowledge. Allah encompasses everything through His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And so understand, my respected brothers and elders, that who we are worshipping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His one very powerful attribute is that He is alim, alim, alim. That He knows everything, everything whatever you do, inside, outside, you name it. Subhanallah al-azim. And if there's anything that we know today, Subhanallah, it is knowledge that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one term which is used, and that term is called, in the Islamic terminology, Alimil Ghaib. What is it called? And it's important that we understand one aqeedah point here also. Aqeedah is something that is very, very important for us to understand. Islamic beliefs, aqeedah. And so when we say alimil ghaib, it means that the one who has the knowledge of the unseen, the one who has the knowledge of the unseen. Now if we look at the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Saba, just a few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ, that the kuffar were saying amongst themselves, that you know what, the day of Qiyamah will not dawn upon us. The day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection will not dawn upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat-i kareema to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say to them, qul, say to them, bala. Just one word. Why not? You are saying that the day of Qiyamah will not dawn upon you. Allah is saying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, bala. Why not? وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. And the ayat-i kareema goes that, by my Lord who has the knowledge of the unseen, without a doubt, most definitely, the day of Qiyamah will dawn upon you. Kya farmaya? The day of Qiyamah will dawn upon you. Now here, we see in this ayat-i kareema that alim al-ghayb has been used to describe who? To who by? Bolona. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my Lord who has the knowledge of the unseen, He is alim al-ghayb. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes His knowledge, that He is alim al-ghayb. لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماء, that not even something which is as minute as an atom, في السماوات والأرض, be it in the heavens or be it on this earth, not even something which is as minute as an atom, ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر, or not even something which is smaller than an atom. Now we know that there is even something that is smaller than an atom, because the Quran is saying it. Atom se bhi choti cheez hai. Wala azgaru, that something that is even smaller than an atom. Wala akbaru, or something slightly greater than an atom. Illa fi kitabi mubeen. It is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is all recorded in Lawhe Mahfuz. Now imagine, my respected brothers, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that is even as minute as an atom cannot be hidden away from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it in this world or in the heavens or anywhere. It is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one very important mas'ala as far as the name Al-Alimu goes, alhamdulillah, it is from Asma'ul Husna. And these are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is Al-Alim. And then from Alim you get other words in the Arabic language. Alim is in the, fits the scale of Fa'il. And Fa'il means that something that is everlasting. For example, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it remains with Him all the time. The knowledge does not reduce. Aliyazu billah. You know, we say that we've lost some data. Information is never lost. Information is never lost. Allah has knowledge of everything at all times. That is the meaning of Al-Alim. Now Shaitan, he likes to mislead people. What does he do? He likes to mislead people. And very often, he likes to give certain attributes to the pious amongst the ummah. And sometimes even going towards the ranks of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, so that this person commits shirk without him knowing about it. You will find people today who think that they are awliyaullah and buzrugan-e-deen who have the knowledge of the unseen. Who have knowledge of the unseen. I remember once when I was in Portugal, I was invited at somebody's house and there was this Baba Sahib who came. And it was just my very first few days to be in that part of the world, starting imamat. Just getting used to the atmosphere, didn't know what to expect. And you know how it is with the Maimon community, happy-go-lucky people. And so this lady comes along, I was quite shocked and dressed up properly. And she said, Baba Sahab, I'm pregnant. Can you make dua Allah gives me a boy? So Baba Sahab put his hand there and said, phew. What did you do? Phew. Phunk mari. And I've never seen all these things in my life really. So it was quite an experience for me. When you travel, you see a lot of things, don't you? So one phunk, phew. Baba Sahab said, go. It's a boy. It's a boy. Yaar, subhanallah. I say, Baba ho dunya mein to fir kya kehna? These kind of babas, huh? And so these charlatans and, you know, it's a money-making scheme and tawbah astaghfirullahi lazeem. They have no fear. But jahalat, you know, people are not educated. People are not educated. And there are certain attributes that are only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you cannot give to anyone. And one is alime ghaib, that ilme ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen, is the prerogative of Allah Pak and nobody else. Not even Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very simple, my respected brothers. Imagine, look at the literal translation of ilme ghaib. Or alim ghaib. Alim means the one who has the knowledge. The one who has the knowledge. Ghaib means something that is not in front of you, unseen. See? So knowledge of the unseen. Now what that means, Mufti Shafi Sahab would say that knowledge of the unseen is a synonym, is another term, which is just the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is describing His level of knowledge. His level of knowledge, which cannot be shared with any individual. The most we can say, just say somebody, if even hypothetically, if Allah gives knowledge to somebody of the unseen, and he knows the knowledge of the unseen, say 60%, and he hasn't got knowledge of the unseen of 40%, would you call him alim ghaib? Can you call him alim ghaib? The person who knows, who has the knowledge of the unseen? Even if somebody had knowledge of the unseen 90% and not 10%, still you can't call him alim ghaib. Now, when you look into the lives of the prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salam, of course, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the unseen. For an example, he said, Dajjal will come. He said, Mahdi will come. He said, these are the signs of the day of Qiyamah. This will happen, this will happen. He gave prophecies, prophecies. And subhanallah, with great accuracy, all of these prophecies have transpired, and some are to be still to open up in front of us on the day, as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, for an example, the major signs of the day of Qiyamah. But that is only knowledge given to a Nabi by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when knowledge is given to you by another source, how can that person be given a title that he is Alim-e-Ghaib? Do you understand, brothers? When knowledge is imparted to you, when knowledge is actually given to you by another source, a divine source, then that person is not a person who has the knowledge of the unseen. Of course he has knowledge. But the most you can say is that this knowledge was given to him by an angel who came and informed him. And this is a form of revelation. Or you can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly inspired a Nabi and gave him that information. And Allah put that knowledge in his heart. This is also a form of revelation, wahi. But that does not mean that a Nabi is alim ghaib. It does not mean that. So we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers, today. Allahu Akbar, the shaitan is out there to steal and to pluck away iman from you. You'll see people talking about this, that no, Peer Awliyaullah and the saints are this and that. All wrong. Alime ghaib is only, that is his power and it only suits him. And when we start dishing out these great attributes that are exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? A time will come like how the Christians have deviated from the straight path. They could not digest the miracles of Isa alayhi salam when he gave life to those who were dead. And they started saying, oh, look at him. He gives life to the dead. And they started saying that we don't see any father for Jesus. And slowly shaitan entangled them. And they started worshipping this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to be very, very careful. Now there is a few clear verses of the Quran just for us to make note of. If you open up Surah An'am, verse number 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. To him alone belongs the keys of the unseen. To him belongs the keys of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my knowledge is such, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah has the knowledge of that which is on land, and Allah has the knowledge of that which is deep in the ocean. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Allah says, my knowledge is such, not a single leaf that falls from the tree, but that is in the knowledge of Allah. Imagine one leaf. Go to Spiny Hill Park and the nearest park that is out there. How many trees are there in the park? One leaf that falls. Allah is saying that one leaf is in my knowledge. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And not a single seed that is in the darkness of the earth, it's deep inside earth. A grain that has sunk, which is deep inside in the darkness of the earth. Fi zulumati al-ard. Even that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Everything. Wala ratbin, wala yabis. And not that seed which is dry, or a seed which is moist. Allah is saying, everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That which enters the earth, وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And that which emerges out, as in the rain that enters the earth. Every drop that goes inside, that enters, Allah says, I have the knowledge of that. And something that emerges from it, every green shoot, every plant that comes out, a blade of grass that comes out, everything, Allah is saying, that is in my knowledge. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and that which descends from the sky, that descends from the sky, the ulama have mentioned the malaika, the angels that come down. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا, and that which is uplifted towards the skies. And what is uplifted towards the skies? Your actions, the deeds that we do, it's taken up. Allah says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and Allah is with you wherever you are. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, Allah is with you wherever you are. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and whatever you are doing, بَصِيرٌ, Allah is watching you. Allah is seeing you. Allahu Akbar. And so we have to be very, very careful. Understand this, my respected brothers. That you will find certain individuals, certain groups of people that speak very funny. And Allah guides whom He wills. Your aqaid, your beliefs have to be very, very strong. Only Allah is alim-e ghaib. That is why Maulana, a great scholar in aqaid, Sheikh Nurul Hassan Bukhari, he would say that there are three qualities that define the omnipotence of God Almighty. There are three qualities that define the omnipotence of God Almighty. If you give these three qualities to somebody else, then Allahu Akbar, you are taking something which is fundamental to deity or God. Without it, nothing would function. And he says the first thing, that when we worship God Almighty, the first thing which defines the omnipotence of God, of Allah, is that His knowledge is of the unseen. He is Alim, He is Alim-e Ghaib. What is He? He has the knowledge of everything. Everything visible and everything that is of unseen. Number one. Number two, the quality of Allah is that He is Hazir and Nazir. What is He? Hazir and Nazir. Hazir means like you are in front of me and I am in front of you. Everyone for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has the knowledge and Allah is seeing everything, just like how we see that person in front of us. Allah is Nazir, Allah is seeing everything. So He's Hazir and Nazir. And the third quality is that Allah has unlimited powers. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Unlimited power. That He can do whatever He wants. If He wants, He can create Isa alayhi salam without a father. If He wants, He can create Adam alayhi salam without a father and a mother. And if He wants, He can appoint Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be Khatamun Nabiyyin. And He can do whatever He wants. There is no restriction with Allah subhanahu. These are the three qualities that define the omnipotence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Alimil Ghaib can only be Allah. If knowledge is given to you, then you are not Alimil Ghaib. That is only knowledge that is borrowed, that is knowledge that is given. That is why in Surah An-Najm, Allah says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his own impulse, from his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى, it is only revelation that comes to him. That is why in the Quran we see at times the mushrikeen would come and question Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tell us, who is Zulkarnain? Surah Kahf. They came to him and they said, tell us who is Zulkarnain. And they would say to him, tell us who are the young men who were sleeping in the cave. Ashab-e Qahf. Tell me. Tell us. They would come directly. And at times they would say, tell us, when will the day of Qiyamah be? When will it dawn upon us? When will it come? Look at the answers. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give them an answer straight away. He said, I will let you know when Jibreel comes to me. Waiting for revelation. What did he say? I will let you know when Jibreel Amin comes. Waiting for what? Revelation. If the prophet's new knowledge of the unseen, let me give you one example. Ibrahim alayhi salam took his son, Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. Subhanallah, the father said, my son, I have seen this dream. What do I do? The son said, dad, do as you are told. The father takes a knife. Ibrahim alayhi salam takes a knife. Father and son Ismail alayhi salam go. Hazrat Hajar has no knowledge of what is happening. They get to Mina. And then Ismail alayhi salam turns his face away from the father. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam has the knife in his hand now. And he wants to cut the throat of Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. And he's trying and he's trying. In fact, in one narration, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam got angry. Because this was the command of Allah and he wanted to show that his love for Allah is greater than his love for family members or for anything else in this dunya. And when the knife was not cutting, he threw the knife. He threw the knife. What is the matter with you? And then of course the story ends, the animal that was brought down from the heavens. Now, al-iyazu billah, if Ibrahim alayhi salam knew knowledge of the unseen, was this all, just for us to understand, some kind of a drama? Was this some kind of a drama? You know, when you have actors, they know exactly what is the next scene. They know which will be the next shot. They know they have to rehearse. They know everything. Aliyazu billah, did Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam know all of this? Did he know of the unseen? No, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined, I am just going there as a trial period and nothing will happen and this will happen. No. Why? This is not any kind of dishonor to the prophets. It is honor. Because that is how a Nabi is showing to the world their sincerity to Allah. That is why it does not mean that if prophets don't have the knowledge of the unseen, it is some kind of al-iyazu billah, a humiliation for them. Al-iyazu billah, not at all. Not at all. In fact, it is honor for them, because this is how Ibrahim alayhi salam was showing who he is. And so there are 101 incidents in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. He, when a group of people came, Allah's Nabi selected top huffaz and qurraz from amongst his companions. And when they went, Allahu Akbar, what they did, they were hypocrites and they killed every qari. Every qari from amongst the group, they were great qurraz. That is why there was a need that all of the qurraz had become shaheed. What do we do? How do we preserve the Quran? Initially, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent them, aliyazu billah, if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the knowledge of the unseen, then what is this, some kind of a suicide mission? Of course not. And so we need to understand, my respected brothers and elders, this is fundamental aqeedah, that alim-e-ghayb is who only? No matter who says what to you, you close your eyes and say no. Alim-e-ghayb is only Allah. And just to end with one verse of the Quran, just to seal and mark it off with the verse of the Quran, if you open Surah A'raf, verse number 189, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this announcement. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُوا لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that you by yourself You have no power of anything that will benefit you or harm you, but only by the permission of Allah. You yourself don't have the power. The power that you have is only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next ayatul kareema we have to understand. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say this, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. If I had the knowledge of the unseen, then I would have accumulated an abundance of good for me, for myself. I would have accumulated an abundance of good for myself. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ. And no evil would have ever touched me. No evil would have touched me if I had the knowledge of the unseen. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ. I am a warner and the one who gives glad tidings. لِقَوْمٌ. For that community. يُؤْمِنُونَ. Who have iman. And so these are our aqaid. And this is the aqeedah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. That Alime Ghaib, Allamul Ghuyub, and Alim is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, what we say that from the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one in knowledge that can be compared with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no one like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the great Sha'ir says in the Urdu language, Ba'daz khuda buzrug tu hi kissa mukhtasar. Ba'daz khuda buzrug tu hi kissa mukhtasar. That is it. But we don't level anyone in the sifat of Allah, in His attributes that are exclusively only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.